Thank you. The chair of the working party on the program plan and program performance, 85th session, Her Excellency Ms. Priyanka Chauhan, Deputy Permanent Representative of India, Vice Chair, His Excellency Mr. Gabriel Okoko, Deputy Permanent Representative of the Federal Republic of Nigeria, Deputy Secretary General of UNCTAD, Mr. Pedro Manuel Moreno, Excellencies, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen. It is a distinct honor for the Maldives to deliver this statement on behalf of the Group of Small Island Developing States in UNCTAD at the 85th session of the Working Party on the Program Plan and Program Performance. Let me take this opportunity to congratulate you, Madam Chair, as well as the Vice Chair, on your election to preside over this important meeting. I assure you of our full support and cooperation as you steer the work of this session. The SIDS Group would also like to express our support for the excellent work that is being carried out by UNCTAD in assisting developing countries. The SIDS Group aligns itself with the statement delivered by Tanzania on behalf of the Group of 77 and China. As we move forward with the implementation of the Bridgetown Covenant, it is of paramount importance that we leave no one behind, especially the most vulnerable, like the small island developing states. It is critical that we take into account the inherent vulnerabilities of small island developing states associated with smallness, including remoteness from main markets, which makes it extremely difficult to maintain value chains as well as supply chains due to the high costs of transportation. In addition, we are extremely vulnerable to the adverse impact of climate change that threatens our survival and viability. Extreme weather events and increasing natural disasters can wipe out our development gains in an instant. For these reasons, we reiterate our call for a dedicated SIDS program that is suitably financed and allows UNCTAD to support SIDS efforts to address their inherent vulnerabilities, promote structural economic transformation, and build resilient and productive capacities. The Bridgetown Covenant calls on UNCTAD to support SIDS in its program of work, and it is important to have a dedicated focus on SIDS in UNCTAD's program plan. To tackle debt distress, we need more progressive approaches that provide expanded debt relief to SIDS and that will place our countries on a sound fiscal footing. It is imperative to put in place a mechanism which enables debt relief for countries that are disproportionately affected by the global crisis. This will be important not only to enable SIDS to weather the storm, but also to provide an essential impetus to launch our economies onto a trajectory of sustainable recovery. It is also important to review the global financial architecture to ensure that it takes into account the vulnerabilities of SIDS, including the impact of climate change. To address the special vulnerabilities of SIDS, we have been calling for the formulation of a multidimensional vulnerability index and other indicators that reflect these realities and integrate ecological fragility and economic vulnerability. UNCTAD's work in supporting the UN Secretariat in this regard is imperative for the development of our countries. It is evident that small island developing states are disproportionately impacted by multiple and cascading global crises. It is imperative to use the post-pandemic phase to rethink development strategies and reduce SIDS vulnerabilities to systemic shocks and identify sustainable economic opportunities, including green jobs that can foster diversification and the resilience of SIDS. I thank you, Madam Chair.